turf wars are heating up. The sexual revolution is a ravenous monster, devouring everything good in sight, and especially savoring the most precious of delicacies, the flesh, hearts, and brains of children. The newest, but not last, manifestation of the sexual revolution is transgenderism. To capture and devour children and adults has required some cunning and now familiar strategic maneuvers. You know the drill. 1. Control language, also known as newspeak. 2. Appeal to emotion, that is, talk endlessly about the suffering of those who experience gender dysphoria. 3. Selectively marshal research from the egregiously politicized and unstable field of social science research. 4. Litigate. 5. Legislate. 6. Intimidate. That is to say, bully. And hoo boy, when I say bully, I mean bully. Not even feminists, who support most of the trans agenda, are exempt from the wrath of tolerant trannies. Adults who impersonate the opposite sex have created the derogatory acronym TERF, T-E-R-F, which stands for Trans-Exclusionary Radical Feminists, to insult and marginalize those feminists who don't want men in women's private spaces. Here are just a few of the tweets from trans cultists about TERFs that have been collected on the website TERF is a Slur. 1. Kill all TERFs. 2. All TERFs deserve to be shot in the head. 3. Do you know a TERF? Cave their head in with a rock. 4. I want to direct a snuff film where multiple TERFs get shot in the head but don't die. They just suffer in agony. And the fifth is too obscene for me to read on this podcast, but you can go to our website and read this article and see it. And here's this from another TERF-hating man who pretends to be a woman, and I quote, "We need to start making their lives hell. TERFs need to be absolutely terrified to share their hate speech in public. Ridicule them. Continue calling them ugly, doxing them, and calling their employers. Don't let them make a single post or think piece without being unchallenged. Flood their notes with tenfold the hatred they give us. They are slimy fascists and they need to be entirely obliterated. Make subscribing to TERF ideology about as wise as shooting yourself in the foot. And to any TERF who wants to accuse me of male violence or whatever, please go choke on a nail." End quote. Not all TERF haters are trannies. Some are liberal feminists, as opposed to exclusionary radical feminists, who have jumped aboard the trans train that will steamroll right over all sex-segregated spaces, and all means all. Liberal feminists see sex-segregated restrooms, locker rooms, shelters, semi-private hospital rooms, and nursing home rooms as exclusionary bugaboos that must be eradicated in order to serve the absurd, reality-denying trans ideology. Just as the left has found diversity a tactically useful term, so too have they found the terms inclusion and exclusion. But just as there is nothing intrinsically good about diversity, there is nothing intrinsically good about inclusion or bad about exclusion. There are phenomena that should be excluded from some contexts. For example, people with congenital penises should be excluded from women's locker rooms. Soon, a mere claim from a man that he identifies as a woman, and abracadabra, the doors to previously women-only private spaces will swing wide open. No castration, no vaginoplasty, no feminizing hormone doping, no tracheal shaves, no electrolysis, no cross-dressing, no makeup, no diagnosis of gender dysphoria. Not even the experience of gender dysphoria will be necessary for men to access women's private spaces. No siree, Bobette. The word of trans women, that is to say objectively male persons, will be their passport to the all-inclusive Shangri-La, costs paid by actual women. Once objectively male transgender persons are allowed in women's private spaces, on what basis could other men be prohibited from accessing these spaces? Society couldn't prohibit them from accessing these spaces based on the fact that they are cisgender, because that would constitute discrimination based on gender identity. Trans cultists hate feminists like Sam Reitger, who tell the truth. In response to a Facebook photo of a young man who, just after surgery to reconstruct his penis into the semi-likeness of a vagina, exclaimed, "I have a vagina!" Reitger wrote this, "No, he does not have a vagina. I understand that folks want to be sensitive to transgender people's identities. However, reality does not cease to be reality just because there are people in this world who don't like it. This man, yes, he is still a man, got his penis surgically inverted. A surgically inverted penis is not and never will be the same thing as a vagina. Biology is a real thing, and subjective feelings of identity don't make truth and fact go away. Lastly, I think it's something very disturbing about the way men view women when a man can mutilate his penis and folks will indulge him in his delusions about possessing a vagina. A vagina is not just some hole that exists between a woman's legs. It is a functioning organ and crucial part of female reproductive anatomy. Whatever you want to call the gaping wound this guy has between his legs, it is absolutely not a vagina." End quote. Feminist Charlie Ray, a colleague of Reitger, posted the following comment on the Facebook wall of Cat Black, an objectively male black person who pretends to be a woman, and I quote Charlie, "I've been thinking about transitioning to a black person. Any resources you could help me out with?" End quote. Not surprisingly, Cat Black's friends responded. One said, "First, look in the mirror. Understand that you are not black. Then understand that you will never be black." Another person said, "It's simple. You can't. Run along now." A third said, "I think ingesting rat poison helps." And a fourth one said, "I heard that drinking 2 capfuls of bleach helps. You should try it." Ray then points out the irony in their responses, asking, "How is it transphobic to tell a man who wants to be a woman that he can't, because it's not possible, but it's not trans racism to tell me that?" Reitger exposes the incoherence of the claim by trans-identifying males that inside their skulls reside lady brains, which they know because they are attracted to the arbitrary socially constructed phenomena, for example, girls' clothes or toys, that society imposes on girls. Reitger writes, and I quote, "Imagine for a moment we were being told to look for black brains in white bodies because some white people like watermelon or rap music. The premise is certainly faulty. We don't look for what makes someone black in their brains based on stereotypes that have been forced onto black people. We look at skin color because that's what being black is. When we look at sex, that means objective biological sex, you could look at myriad of characteristics, and brains simply exist within these bodies." End quote. For these common sense views on the trans ideology, the trans community hurls invectives and threats at TERFs. Trans cultists and their ideological accomplices seek to impose their wildly anti-science dogma through coercion that includes imposing financial penalties or jail time for refusing to use grammatically incorrect pronouns, through indoctrination in public schools, including even elementary schools, and through bullying name-calling. They will say, "Anyone who dares to say that only women have vaginas and uteruses is transphobic. Anyone who dares to say that only men have penises and testes is transphobic. Men who don't want to have sex with people who claim to be women but have anatomically correct and normally functioning penises, or did before they elected to be castrated, are transphobic. Women who don't want to change clothes in close proximity to or room with objectively, immutably, biologically male persons are transphobic." What will conservatives do when their children are told by teachers that they are hateful bigots for believing that boys have penises and girls have vaginas? Will they say anything when their children are forced to refer to trans classmates or a trans teacher by grammatically incorrect pronouns? Will they stand with upright spines and refuse to allow their sons and daughters to share locker rooms and restrooms with opposite sex peers? Or will they again bend it like Gumby? Gender dysphoria is a real phenomenon, which, like body integrity identity disorder, that is, when people identify as amputees, can entail tremendous suffering. Those who experience it deserve compassion and proper treatment, which is increasingly hard to find because of the radical, trans-affirming social and political movement that works like the devil to normalize disordered thoughts, damaging medical quackery, and immoral behavior. Those who identify as trans should be treated with civility, but their ideology and the cultural revolution they pursue should be treated with the condemnation they deserve. Treating their false beliefs with respect harms people. We ignore the fringes of this anti-culture at our own peril. Fetid fringe ideologies will become our miasmic mainstream.